I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I am really excited about the theme of tonight's show. We're not just drinking beer tonight. We are drinking beer with a theme. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Tonight with us from Virgin Beer, we've got Mackenzie and Matt. Welcome to my studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It's good to be in the garage.
I got to stop by your tasting room earlier this week and pick up beer for the show. And I will say, it was my first time ever being in your tasting room. Can I just say that you have one of the most gorgeous tasting rooms ever. I almost felt bad that I was just grabbing beer and driving back to Lakeside.
Thank you. It's it was a real labor of love. Anthony, Derek, and I built out that tasting room ourselves. We actually got all the wood from up in Cuyamaca. So one of our investors owns a bunch of land up there, and all the wood that we got actually burned down at the Cedar Fire of 03. So there's a bunch of dead trees up there. We took those trees, cut them down, and repurposed them and created our entire tasting room out of it.
It's just, I don't know, it was something magical about it. It's almost like walking into the fey of beer.
One of the things about our brand itself and the logo, like those three different components in the logo symbolize really everything we're all about. So you've got beer right there at the core. We're beautiful rays of sunshine here in San Diego. So, love our community here. And then the roots are symbolize how passionate we are being in nature. And that's kind of what we did with the tap room, was bring the outdoor beer garden inside. And now we're excited to have the opportunity to actually bring it outside on the weekends. So
I want to talk about what you guys are doing, because everybody's got a different strategy on how they're dealing with these times of COVID. But I want to start with our first beer, because you talk about your passion and it all revolves around what we're drinking tonight. We've got pale ales.
This is our new campaign. It's the brainchild. Matt came up with it the other day and we're like, yes, absolutely. We are like, the beer that our entire crew reaches for all the time is like undoubtedly a pale ale. I mean, it's the favorite style of the brewery right now. And we want to make that known to San Diego and produce more pails and get people on board with us.
I think it was more of a selfish kind of thing too. We just love pale ales. We love the balanced beer with not the high ABV and something more drinkable with the San Diego lifestyle. Yeah,
that means tonight we can drink all four of these beers in total.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's our push for pales was kind of rooted in the fact that we create a lot of pale ales, and you see IPAs just lapping them on the board every single time. Pale ales kind of have been a little bit swept under the rug with the new excitement around IPAs and hazy IPAs. So we want to really do a big push and get people excited for pale ales again, about a more drinkable beer with the same flavors, but a more balanced beer as well. So that was kind of the thought behind it.
Is this only Mosaic, or you got other hops in here?
It's 100% Mosaic. So it's Mosaic and Mosaic Cryo.
There's a different texture. It's almost that extra little...
Yeah, exactly. It gives a little bit more of a zing too. And it's super light, super easy drinking. Carlsbad Crush is just incredibly aromatic, incredibly flavorful. And then it finishes clean and light on the palate.
I noticed when I picked it up, it was in cans. How many beers are you canning right now?
Several different core beers in cans. Then we come out with new special releases almost every 2 weeks, almost, it feels like.
Yeah.
And Mackenzie is designing all those cans. So it's nice that we have her in-house, because she's just cranking those out.
These are so pretty.
Definitely with our cans, it's a collaborative effort. We all go into the concepting and all that stuff. But especially with Carlsbad Crush, we wanted something that reflected that, like, it's so bright. It, like, the blue kind of hints at the blueberry that you might get on the nose with this beer, that kind of comes from the Mosaic hops. Makes you think about drinking a crush as like the waves are crashing around you or something.
We want the cans on the outside to match what we feel like the beer should be like on the inside.
The name is apt to the beer, Carlsbad Crush, because mine is crushed. So I think we'll start the program off with something that Mackenzie wanted. Rick Astley, I believe. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with Mackenzie and Matt from Birds and Beer Company in Carlsbad. We're drinking pale ales tonight. It is their push for pales as they're exposing us to some of the amazing beers that can be pale ales. Kind of a return to the roots of what made us all fall in love with craft beer. I mean, for a lot of us, it was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Thank you for that. And as we experience the next level of this hazy pale ale, I'll ask if we want to get these beers from you guys. I imagine with COVID, your tasting room's a little screwy right now. What's the best way we can get beer from you guys?
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to make lemonade out of lemons right now and just trying to figure out what to do. And so as of right now, we are doing beer to go from the tasting room Monday through Thursday. And then on the weekends, we have a food truck lined up and we actually set up an outdoor beer garden in our front parking lot. So we built a bunch of food tables and things like that. It's actually a really nice beer garden with tons of tents. We have a great food truck and it's been working out pretty well so far.
If your tasting room looks that cool, even a pop-up beer garden in your parking lot is going to be an amazing place to sit down and have a beer.
Yeah, we were lucky. A lot of our neighbors, too, are fans of the brewery, so they weren't too upset with us closing down on the weekends. And they usually just work Monday through Friday, so we were able to get some wiggle room there.
The energy that we felt the second people started coming in, like last Friday, 2 weeks ago was the first time we did it. And that day was just like so exciting for us because we missed being able to see people in person. And now to be able to see them and be outside and enjoy the sun and the summer and some craft beers together, it's been really, really nice. We've loved having people back.
Our next beer is a brand new one for you guys, isn't it? Stars Align Hazy Pale Ale.
Yep, another one that Mackenzie designed. And this one is 100% Galaxy.
It's going to be quite the shift from the Mosaic. Ken, you know, Galaxy hops, what do they usually impart in terms of flavor?
Hey, Galaxy is an Australian hop. And what I typically get out of Galaxy is just a real, like, resiny orange flavor. Some stone fruit, some tropical. But, man, I just get this orange, almost orange Julius kind of zang to it.
I would agree with you on that. I get that orange Julius, a little bit of that tropical with the pineapple in there as well. And I do get some of that resiny kind of quality as well.
It's a lot easier to drink than a normal hazy IPA where I feel like each sip is taking me further down, especially when it's hot. This is almost, and I hate to use this term, but it's almost Gatorade refreshing.
I was thinking Sunny D, and I didn't want to say that because, you know, not everybody's as big a fan as I am.
It's got that soft kind of pillowy mouthfeel, but then it's super light. It's not that gut bomb that you really get.
Exactly.
Usually like to drink more than one or two beers. So the pale ale is really, really helping with that.
The Galaxy just really sings in this beer. It just such a great example of the hop. And yet you said not overwhelming.
Can I space out with you on the can real quick? Because the art, you've taken the carbonation and the bubbles and you've kind of turned it into this Galaxy-esque looking can. And then right on the side, hops, Galaxy. Malt, two row, pale wheat. Carafoam. That's it. You've literally listed all the ingredients of the beer on the side of the can.
Definitely some like Milky Way Galaxy from very far away from like the color palette.
Pink Floyd laser light show right here.
And while Ken and I will trip out on the can and finish the rest of Stars Align Hazy Pale from Virgin Beer, we're going to take a break when we come back. Some really trippy tunes to go along with this beer, man. And we've got another one coming up next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. Tonight's theme. The push for pales with Birds and Beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Mackenzie and Matt from Birds and Beer Company in Carlsbad. We're drinking some of their amazing brews. Just wrapped up a really cool can. Stars Align Hazy Pale Ale started off the program with the Carlsbad Crush Mosaic Pale. If you notice, it's push for pales for a reason. We're talking about drinking a lot of pale ales. It's a beautiful thing. And the next one we've got is another new beer. And you guys did this in collaboration with Faction Brewing, right?
Yeah. Faction Brewing is one of those breweries that loves to push for pales as well. They have, I think, like six pale ales on tap at all time. And they're a brewery that we really look up to, too. So we were excited to do this pale ale with them.
I mean, how did you do this in this crazy-ass COVID environment?
It was a digital collaboration. So Anthony, before COVID hit, went up to San Francisco with one of our sales reps, Caesar, and they went to Faction. They talked about
all the love for Caesar, by the way. All the love for Caesar.
So yeah, they went up there and they talked about doing a collaboration, and then this whole pandemic hit and we were just waiting for the opportunity to brew this beer with them. And we decided, why not do a digital collaboration? So Anthony and Roger worked on the recipe. They built it all together. And then we kind of just Skyped in and brewed the beer together.
So did they brew a version of this on their system with you at the same time?
It wasn't at the same time, I don't think. I think they brewed it within a day of when we did. But most of the planning with collaborations is in advance. It's building out the recipe. And what we did is we built out the same exact recipe at both locations. And that's the whole subtle variance of it, is you're going to see the difference just in different brew styles and techniques. So we've had both side by side, and we're kind of encouraging people to get both so they can have them side by side to taste the quote unquote subtle variance.
So you've got Mosaic, Simcoe, and Nelson hops, two-row, light crystal, Carafoam. You guys both use the exact same ingredients?
Exactly. Same ingredients, same percentages of those ingredients, just different processes. And there actually is a decent difference between the two.
I really enjoy this. As a pale ale, you're getting what you would expect. You have that slight amount of malt, but you've also got this delicate balance of hops that go against it. And it's not overpowering to the point where it's an IPA. You're just getting enough to let you know that those hops are there. And it's almost kind of like this interweaving flavor profile where you get a little of one hop, and as that dies off, the next one comes up behind it, and then the next one comes up behind it.
This is one of those beers that, to me, just I realize I use the word too often sometimes, but it's perfect. It's harmonizing. Everything is just harmonizing on this one brilliantly.
Thank you, Ken. That's why we like pale ales, because we do have a little bit more of a malt backbone for the hops to shine in this beer. And they're well balanced with the two, because you get that almost that sweetness from the malt that accentuates the flavor of the hops. And it has this balance where they kind of just play really well together.
This is so good. You're going to have to do this again, because my glass is empty. My can is empty, and I want more.
I accept your challenge.
Oh, and that, let's play this. We come back. Well, we'll talk about some other things that Virgin Beer's got coming up. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. All the things you find out while you're hanging with your friends drinking beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken Wright and our friends Mackenzie and Matt from Virgin Beer. Something they let slip is something that I'm really excited about, because you guys have your tasting room now in Carlsbad, which is amazing, and especially the fact that you have a beer garden kind of open air on the weekends. But you're also developing something right now in a different part of town, aren't you?
We are. This is something we've been working on for the past almost 3 years now. We've been looking for a tasting room, and we just got a location not too long ago down in Little Italy, where we'll be doing a tasting room and a full kitchen as well.
Get out of here.
So all the beers will be paired with different food items. Chef Chewy from the Good Seed Food Company is going to be running the kitchen down there.
No way!
And we're going to do all the special releases down there. We're calling it the Arbor. So we have a big trellis that we're putting in there with a bunch of vines hanging down. It's going to be beautiful.
I love the ethos of the beer and the company itself, but you add that to food and beer together, that is magic. You got Chef Chewy who's curating it all. Obviously, getting it up this year is probably going to be a stretch. When are we looking at probably seeing this open up?
So yeah, COVID has definitely delayed the plans a little bit, and things will take a little bit longer with the conditional use permit through the city. But that being said, we're probably looking at end of this year, early next year.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to move off the pails for a second, and we're going to get real nasty. We just jumped up in AVB because we're going to drop a double IPA on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. You know, I will say, in terms of the drinkability of the beers we've had tonight, I'm feeling pretty good at this point, but not quite over the edge yet. And I use that term yet. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Mackenzie and Matt from Virgin Beer Company in Carlsbad. Man, the beers we've had tonight, I'm still so focused in on subtle variants. It was our push for pales. We've had three different types of pale ales, a pale ale called Subtle Variants, which is a collaboration with Faction Brewing. We've had Stars Align Haze Pale, and then started off the program with the Carlsbad Crush Mosaic Pale Ale. Each beer individually amazing on its own right, and I'm almost afraid now that we're venturing from, we're going from pales to a double IPA. We've gone from like 5% to a whopping 8%. Why did you do this to me?
We just want to skip the IPA in general and just go straight to doubles.
So this is Trade Bait Hazy Double IPA. I love, once again, the can art, second
so
to none.
Pretty.
Actually, I want to know more about the name. Where did Trade Bait come from?
So that's a funny story, actually. When we first opened Virgin, this was one of our first hazy double IPAs. And we noticed that our cans were going all over the world and people were trading our cans and like they're showing up in Europe, they're showing up on the East Coast. And we were just blown away that our cans traveled that far and everyone was trading so much. So we thought it'd be funny to actually brew a beer specifically as a trade bait to trade with other people.
What did you put into trade bait that makes me want to swap that bottle?
The worst hops in it. You know, we put Mosaic, it's Nick's Secret and Simcoe. That's why we actually put like the Virgin Lure. I don't know if you noticed the lure on the front is our logo.
Dude, look at that. Whoa.
We're just trolling for hazy IPAs here, you know. Through this one, we brought it back. It's always been a crowd favorite. It's been nice because we have been doing the to-go options in the tasting room, but we're also doing local brewery as well. So if you want, you can order everything on our website, which Mackenzie designed, and it'll show up at your house next day if you order during the week.
So is that anywhere in San Diego?
Anywhere in San Diego County, yeah.
If we want to get your beer, what's your website?
Virginbeer.com.
And then if we want to keep up with everything that's going on in the tasting rooms in terms of hours, changes, because it feels like everything changes moment to moment, week to week, day to day. I imagine socials are a good place to find you guys. What are the best socials to get a hold of you? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook?
All three, actually. Instagram and Facebook probably have the most complete information. You can always find our hours updated there, and you can find them at virginbeer.com as well.
We should probably call that a night, don't you think, Ken?
Good night, Gracie.
That's all I needed. Mackenzie, Matt, thank you so much for these amazing brews. Go check them out. Go visit them in Carlsbad. And then sometime in 2021, maybe we'll be having a meal together at their tasting room and kitchen in Little Italy. Keep the beers
Jeremy
coming.
It's a date right now. It's a date. You, me, there.
Okay. Twist my arm, please. I'm sitting in a garage right now, sweating, drinking beer. You can't tell me that's not better than what I'm doing right now. I'll see you guys next week, 7 o'clock for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It is Alt 94.9.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good drinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.